Hey, this is Ron Anthony, and you're listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus, and stay on the highway.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. We have another great story view for you guys today. We have another artist story. We're going to be talking with Ron Anthony here in a minute. Ron is a veteran of the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. We had him on before, and he's back now. He's doing some new stuff, so we're excited to hear what he has going on. A little business first. You are listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Well, there's a lot of cool merchandise there. You can get subscribed and get the podcast sent directly to your email so you can sort of see what's happening and which ones you want to check out, etc. Also, we do a live music podcast every Monday night with my co-hosts Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio and my good time friend and longtime co-host Keith Hawkins. He broadcasts all the way from down there in New Orleans. So it is it's a good time. We pick an interesting topic. We have a lot of fun. We play some great music. And because we're live, the audience gets to participate. So it's a cool time. So you can get all the information about that at LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Now, as I was saying, we've got Ron Anthony on with us today. And Ron is doing some new stuff. He's an urban dance artist. Crafts a lot of hip-hop and stuff like that. But he's kind of gone in a new direction here with the new song Highway, where he's bringing in country soul. And it's really cool stuff, and I'm really excited to play it for you guys here in a bit. But Ron, welcome back. How you been?
I am good. I am so glad to be on your show, Doctor.
Okay. Why don't you, for those of the people out there who are new to you, why don't you kind of give a sort of like background about your story, who you are, and how you kind of got started in this whole music thing?
Okay. Well, I got started in the music with my family in Jupiter, Florida, home of Burt Reynolds. And I started with my family shaking shakers and didn't know what I was doing, but I just knew that they could sing real good, so I wanted to do it.
Okay.
So from then on, I was alive. I remember this too. I was 3 years old. And from there on, I started pretty much as I got older, I started branching out and doing different things. I did dance music with Stevie B and Toga. And I pretty much realized that I am a creative being. So when I finally realized that, I started writing and started writing uplifting things and just going in different directions to meet different people, like dance music, gospel, R&B, because they're all different genres. So I then came to Atlanta and I got married and had kids, and so I had a tragedy to happen in my life.
Yeah, first, why don't you go ahead, because we did talk about this, and there is a very good, by the way, I just want to interrupt for a second, there's a great video that you can get actually check out on Ron's website, but it's on YouTube, where you go into a lot of detail about this. But why don't we just go ahead and talk. I wanted to mention that, so if people wanted more information, they could go check it out. But go ahead and tell us about that.
Okay. Well, first, you didn't know this part, though.
Okay.
I was born with a kidney disease, and it destroyed my entire life growing up.
Oh, boy.
And I was swollen with over 150 pounds of fluid. Cholesterol was 800. I was a mess. And on top of that, I was going through that, as well as later on in life, growing up, my son, Aaron, was born. And he was special needs. And when he was special needs, he was growing up, and he was allegedly abused by within the school system, which was covered up. Now, mind you, I'm still dealing with the swelling up and the cholesterol and all these type of things. And at that point, when we didn't know he was being abused, so I'm just a mess. And so as he grew older and I got older, he was abused again in the school system, and they covered everything up, and I found out in the second abuse. At that time, he passed away.
Oh, it's sorry.
And with all of that being said, I suffered a heart attack because I was already dealing with issues for myself.
Wow.
I didn't mention that before, but it all played a role in my life. But now I can tell you, I am healed.
Well, that so, well, let's start before let's take a little step back. Well, can you put us in time? Like, when was this? How about how long ago? What?
I would say, well, with the kidney problem and all of that, that has been going on
since
for years.
Since you had a child, nonstop. Yeah.
Now, with my son, that started in 2006 when we didn't know about it, and we didn't find out until 2011, and that's when I found out about everything at one time. And that at that time, that's when I started the radio station, the Special Needs Rock, after he passed away. Started really getting into more of being an advocate. And I kind of pushed my music away for a while I go through my little healing process. Yeah. And, you know, and that really got me really good to be an advocate for people and for the special needs and also for other people so they won't go through what I've been through. To be bring awareness to be able to visit schools and just get to know the people, and that's it. And from that point on, I got back into singing. Michael Stovall,
yeah,
you know, I told him I wanted to talk, and I'm like, wow, he has me really talking now. So I appreciate it. And singing is really taking me to the level of healing within myself, because my doctor told me, with the heart issues, you need to sing so that you can, you know, heal with the muscles around your heart. So I'm actually doing good now, much better, and I'm doing better about my son's situation because I feel like I'm doing something that's a great deed in honor of my son.
So tell us a little bit about, because I know that you you have some other things going on, some media things that you do and charities and stuff. So why don't you go ahead and like talk a little bit about that? Then we're gonna get into what you have going on with your new music.
Well, in the media, I have a show myself. It's Real Issues, and it talk about real issues, things that you would want to talk about but you don't. And what I do is I give a creative aspect to so people can be healed and let them know that it's okay to go through this. It's okay. Just don't get bogged down in it. And then I'm working with Chasnik TV. That's a company that we have now under the Aaron Hatcher. They Can't Talk. We can. And I'm working with Real Issues again, a little small country town named Damascus. I have a series. And what it's doing is changing the younger people because we actually show what's really going on. And then they see themselves on. It's real. It's nothing fake about this. They see themselves and then their life change because you can't see yourself. So they actually looked at themselves and I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, wait a minute. Explain that a little bit more. Give us some more details about exactly how you get them to see themselves.
They see themselves because it's a mother and she's going back and forth from Atlanta to Damascus.
Okay.
And she wants to be on her own, but she loves her kids. And it's like a back and forth. She don't want her kids to stay with the aunt, but the kids are staying with the aunt. Then she gets them. It's like when you're young, you know you need to do right, but you still got that young, you know, you want to party and you want to do all of this.
Right.
So they got into each other. This was real. This is no fabricated. They were really, you know, really going back and forth. And you can see the love that the aunt has for the mother because the aunt sees that the daughter really want her kids, but she really want to be out there and being young. And so when she actually saw herself, she was like, Ron, that was me? I said, yes, that's you. But now, I mean, she is doing a great job. We're still doing Damascus, and we're showing the good, and she changed instantly.
Wow.
Instantly. She has her kids. She's doing a great job, and it shows the young people that you have to see yourself.
Well, how can people check this out? Where can they go to see this?
It's on Chasnik TV. That's on Amazon Fire Stick. And Roku, and also Android TV.
Okay.
And that's on there. And plus, a lot of things that I've done as far as the They Can't Talk, But We Can, what it tells what happened you know, in the situation with my son.
Right.
And it's a documentary. It's okay. A single documentary, and then I have the whole family on there. And it just, the whole Chazzik TV is to show you yourself and to build yourself up. And it's all about becoming a better you from within, within yourself. And it's beautiful. I mean, you're going to look at what's on there. You're going to cry. You're going to be happy. I mean, you're going to go through all these different emotions, but you're going to see that in order to make it better for yourself, you have to control your emotions. And you'll see how we're doing it through our crisis.
All right. It sounds very powerful. And we want to make sure that people go and check that out and see the documentaries and stuff. And you can get them on the Roku player. And what was the other places?
It's Fire Stick, Amazon Fire Stick, okay. And Android TV.
Okay. All right. And so let's turn the topic here a little bit more towards what's going on, because you're heading a little bit of a new direction musically as well, with a sort of country vibe to what you're doing. And the song Highway is absolutely beautiful. Great chord changes, and what you do with your voice and everything is just absolutely beautiful. So what we're going to do, I think we're going to talk about it, but I think what we're going to do first is we're going to play it for everybody. Okay. So guys, check this out. This is beautiful. And there's a great video to it, by the way. So if you go to ronanthony.com, you can see the videos and all that. But just sit back and listen to this. This is beautiful. A Highway by Ron Anthony on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
There's a highway to where it began. As I walked to get in my old car in Georgia, there's a lot of things I passed on 85. Sometimes I may get lost, but when I'm lost I pay the cost and find my path back as I drive. There's a highway to the road again. There's a highway. There's a highway to where it began. There's a highway. There's a highway to where it began. There's a highway. Changes, and the road don't look good when you're blind. They try to help you see, but you don't want to be free, and you drive back to the place to leave. Now there's a highway on the road again. There's a highway. Take you where you need to be. There's a highway. There's a highway. There's a highway.
Okay, Ron, let's talk to us a little bit about this sort of, because it is a change in direction, but it isn't. If you listen to your other music, that's still, that great vibe is still, you know what I mean? Yes. It kind of carries through. So tell us a little bit about this sort of subtle change in direction and what inspired you.
Okay, what inspired me is first Michael Stovall. And, you know, Michael took the song I'll Trust You and said, you know what, Ron, I like this little feel. I'm going to try it with the country. And so he actually submit that song to the radio stations. And I was on a country radio station. They were like, I love it. I love it. So then I got nominated on the Josie Music Awards. And also I was nominated. It was just the Chris Topp Awards. And it was like when I went there with all the things that I've been through, you know, just when you get lost into helping, you forget about yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they just came up to me and they made me realize that they love me as an artist.
Yeah.
Because it's not about me. It's all about helping these kids and helping the families. And so when they made me realize that, Ron, this is great. You wrote this song? And I forgot. And so I was like, wow, I'm going to give back to country music, because now I can tell my story.
Yeah.
You know, because I can tell what's going on. I can tell how to help people. And I had to take I wrote this like you're on a highway, because I was on a highway. Yeah. I was on a highway, but I was headed in the wrong direction. And because my mind was telling me, do this, do this, do this, yell out in court, yell out, yell out. And I was like, no, I have to take the right road. So I was at a crossroad. And so I looked within myself and I made the right direction and I started helping people. And I'm not in jail.
That's important.
Yes. So, you know, it hurts, but it's a good hurt, because I've learned so much about life, death, and spirituality and all of that. I know that we're beings. I know we're human beings. So I know that. And so I had to put all these things to work so that I can actually heal from within.
What would you tell somebody who said, you know, Ron, this terrible injustice happened to me. This is I'm so angry. I want revenge.
Yes.
Whatever. So how, you know, because that seems to be, when you watch the our news, if that's what you want to call it, it seems, yes, like everybody's like, you know, pointing a finger back and forth. This person is mad at this person, you know, and nobody, you know, we never get to a place of forgiveness, of love,
right,
of, because, and then it's just this vicious cycle. So what would you say to somebody who's like really been wronged, like legitimately been wronged, and has this, you know, they're at that crossroads where they are, okay, ready to lash out and, you know.
Lash out. I would tell them to get somewhere and calm the silent noise down, because there's a silent noise, you know. Oh, they did this to me. You're not talking it, but you're hearing this. I got to do this. I want to do this. I want to hurt them. I want to get back at them. So once you get into that, you take yourself and you say, look, like I did, Ron, sit down. And that's what I had to do. I had to talk to myself and get to know, look, settle down. You know, like I would tell my kids, will you sit down? And so I had to tell myself that, sit down and meditate. Hmm. Calm that silent noise down. Then you'll be able to get the love and the compassion from within yourself to realize that, like I had to, things happen. And you know, and you mad, you upset, you hurt, you want to do this, you want to do that. But when you really, really sit down and calm yourself down, that love from within that's coming from our source, it embraces you. And you begin to relax. And then when you relax and you breathe, then you're able to think. That's the most important thing, to think positive things. Then you will forgive. But if you turn up, then you're not going to forgive. You're going to just be hurt and you want revenge. But when you turn up the power that's within you, then that surpasses all the negativity. And that's what I had to do.
Well,
and you begin.
You're speaking from experience. So, I mean, this isn't just platitudes. This is something that you lived.
Yes, I lived it. I was sitting in court thinking of to just, you ever seen when people just break out in court and they charge after the people?
Right.
That's
yeah.
what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I had that voice inside say, you sit there because everything is under control. And I listened. But if I had all that loud silence in my head, I would have done it.
Wow, that is that's some powerful stuff. Ron, what does it look like? What's the next 6 to 12 months look like? What's coming up for you as going forward here?
Well, I was asked I'm on a tour. Actually, I'm singing Highway on a blues tour.
You're on tour.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Yes. And I'm working with a play. I'm working on a play. Someone asked me to be in a play just yesterday, and it's going to be a great play. And I won't, you know, and I'm working with the Chaznik TV filming and to bring great real movies instead of the acting. It's going to be real events that's happening. And that's what I've been doing because I know how to do all of it. I know how to film. I know how to edit. I know it's, you know, everything. When you're creative, you can do that as long as you're in tune within yourself and you don't let it overwhelm you. So, and I keep myself busy so that I can continue to be uplifted. It uplifts me to help other people. So
you're just going to be going around uplifting people. What a great
yes.
mission. I love it.
Yes,
why don't you go ahead and plug like your websites and everything so everybody can keep up with everything you have going on.
Okay. The website. Oh, I want to say one more thing.
Sure. Say special whatever you like. It's
rock.
All you.
Special Needs Rock. You get Special Needs Rock is my baby. So what that is every year since the death of my son, I started the Special Needs Rock, and we're honoring the lawyers, the special needs kids, the special need teachers, all of the things that, you know, that I thought was bad, I'm honoring them, the teachers, because they're not bad. It was me thinking that way. So I'm honoring the teachers and the special need kids. And it's just going to be beautiful. It's December 2nd. And I would love to people to donate specialneedsrockawards.org. And, you can reach me at Ron Anthony Music. That's RAHNANTHONI Music at gmail.com. We have the They Can't Talk But We Can.org. And just check it out and see what we're doing. And I am available and I will come to you. I'm available to come and uplift. I can sing and I can actually really uplift people, motivate people in spite of what they're going through. So I'm available.
You have a real gift, Ron. I tell you, man, every time you come on this podcast, man, you get me all. You really move me, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That Ron Anthony, if I had an applause button, I should hit that right now. And that is ronanthony.com, RAHNANTHONI.com. And that's the sort of jumping off point. And we also want to go ahead and hit they can't talk, but we can. Is that they can, INC, yeah, they can't talk, but we can, INC.org, to check out all the sort of charitable things that Ron has going on as well. Guys, it's again, a moving time with Ron. I love having him on here. He makes me, he renews my faith in the human spirit and the human condition. So it's people like that that just kind of make it kind of all worthwhile. So guys, so check out Ron, support what he has going on. He's got a lot of different things and he can help you out in a lot of different ways, and it's just a going around being a great blessing to the world, and we need more of that. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Check back often for more great talks, interviews, and stories about the great artists out there that you may not be hearing about on corporate media, and that is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Guys, thanks so much. Thanks to Ron for being here and sharing his story and sharing more of his story. I have a feeling that we're going to, as the years go by, we're going to be learning more from this man. So it's going to be a good time. So, guys, thanks so much for being with us today. And remember, guys, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how hard it gets or how, you know, how what you're dealing with, you, my friend, yes, you are the revolution. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We'll catch you on the next podcast.